Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm so excited for today's topic because I had so many awesome people answer these questions and they were super gracious about the questions they asked. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. So today is a Q&A. So I haven't done one of these in a while, but I thought I'd ask you guys on my Instagram and Facebook page and for some questions about maybe my farming or about my sheep, anything that I do. I had a poll on there for you guys to answer some questions for me, which is awesome. So my first question is, and these people were so sweet about them, they gave me such sweet topics. So what is your favorite part about farming? My favorite part about farming is probably at the first part of every year is getting those fresh babies on the ground and you hear that little noise and it's just the best. That's my favorite part about lambing and farming and all. It's just the best. Okay, it's the best. Question two, how do you get the best stock? This has popped up a couple times, so I'll answer a couple questions at once. How do I get the best stock? That's a little tricky to explain, but it's all about picking the correct animals and picking the correct feed. Feed is a really big part in this because you want to pick the healthiest, best feed you can to create the best, healthiest, good-looking stock you can. It's all about experience too, you know, looking at their markings and looking at how good of an animal you have too. So that's an important part because then you can use that to buy new stock. Question three, does it matter that you get more lamb or ram lambs than ewe lambs? I mean, not particularly. I think it just depends on what you want to sell more or what you plan on using more. I kind of prefer having more ewe lambs born because more people are looking for more ewe lambs more so than ram lambs, because usually ram lambs are used as sires or castrated into butcher lambs. So I prefer ewe lambs more born than ram lambs, I guess, just because you could sell them more so. All my buyers so far that have asked for sheep for sale have been asking for ewe lambs. So, big surprise. Question four? I think it's question four. The last few years of lambing, I have had nothing... Okay, this is similar. The last few years of lambing, I have had nothing but rams born. No ewes. Any thoughts on this problem? So, you could try, if you haven't already, try switching up the sire. That's what happened for me, is I'd get loads of ewe lambs. I switched up my sire and I got a full thing of ram lambs. So that's something you could try. You could try switching up your sire, or you could also switch up your feed, because feed also plays a part in the gender of your lambs. If you have really rich feed, that could be a problem. Look into your nutrition, maybe switch up some of your ewes. Try switching up your stock, because that's a huge part in that. Question five, how do I beef up my stock to make them bigger? This has been a huge issue for me too, but I have learned you just need to look. Don't worry about the rams. An awesome, awesome judge told me this last year when I was at the UC Davis show. Don't look at the quality of your ram, just ignore that. Focus on the quality of your ewes. They say the ram is the most important member of the flock, but really focus on your ewe quality. And I guess you focus on your ram quality too. Just pick one sire, one that you think would be a great fit. Then focus on your ewes. Because if you get a really nice quality of ewes, they will help you beef up that stock. And you can also give them some more feed. I use the alfalfa pellets and that really helps get them to grow. Question six. One time I ewe lambed with two rams, and one had a swollen head and couldn't drink. I tried bottle feeding it, but it still couldn't. It ended up dying because it was so cold and weak. Yikes, I am so sorry for whoever said this. I don't know who said that, but that's a really bad way for your lambing to get going. So a trick I've learned in the past is when you have a lamb that's got that swollen head, usually that happens when the head's coming out and the ewe, usually it's first time ewe lambs that are lambing this, but the head will get stuck and because they're inexperienced, they don't know they need to keep pushing. So they'll push out the head, and then they'll keep tracking, and it's pushing the head in and out, in and out, in and out, and that makes it swollen. And the way you can fix this is let it lamb out, either pull it or let her do it on her own. I usually just pull it, just so we don't have any dead lambs end up. But the way you can do that is you pull it, and then get all that the birth off it, off its nose, everything like that. Then put it in a plastic bag, or if it's a super small lamb, put it in a glove. And you don't put it on its head, you know, just put it around their body, and then fill up a bucket with some lukewarm water. Not cold, not hot, just lukewarm. Dip it in the bucket, and that should help warm it up. And then you can wrap it in a towel to dry it off and warm it up. And then put it like in a little heat implicator. And then you can tube it because it can't drink because its head's so swollen. So that's a big problem. I know a lot of farmers deal with that. A few more questions. Let's see. Question 7, I think. How do I pick out my stock I want to sell and keep? It really depends on your preference. If you want to beef up your stock, then you could maybe pick out some more bulkier rams. But as I said before, you need to pick out and focus on your ewes. Because that's a really big factor in getting bulkier lambs, is it really takes after both the ewe and the sire. But if you focus on getting bulkier, nicer ewes, that'll play a big part in it. And then if you want to keep your stock, you just look at what you want to focus on. If you want to focus on bulk, pick out some bulkier lambs. If you focus on the markings, just it's really in your own mind, you know, picking out what you want. This next question, I think this is question 8. Last question. I might do it part 2 on this. So if you want me to answer other questions, go ahead and DM me on my Facebook or Instagram or YouTube. Question 8. Which one is better, cows or Dorper sheep? I'm not really sure who asked this one. I thought I'd add it in here anyway. I'm not quite sure why they think my answer would matter, because I don't raise cows. I just do sheep and chickens and horse. So I'm not quite sure about that one. But I do have a family member that raises cattle, and I do, when I'm on vacation, I do help out on their ranch. So I do know a bit about farming with cattle, but I mean, personally, it's not really a huge difference. It's just the size. Sheep are small and easier to handle. Cattle are a little bigger. But I mean, personally, I think Dorper sheep are super better, I guess. I mean, it's up to you whether you're deciding to get cattle or sheep, but Dorper sheep, I think, are such a unique breed to a sheep, because they twin most of the time, and they're just super easy to farm with. They're not super temperamental. The rams usually aren't super aggressive, and they don't have those horns. So honestly, I'd feel more comfortable raising Dorper sheep. But I mean, it's really up to your personal preference whether you think it's better to raise cattle or Dorper sheep. Eventually, I'm planning to do both. Not yet, but it is a plan to expand the ranch and hopefully be moving out and getting my own place, and we'll have a nice ranch to be farmed with these sheep on. But yeah, that's kind of your own preference, whether you prefer to be raising cattle or sheep. It's really about all the research you do as well. So hopefully that answered some questions you guys had asked me on my DMs. Thank you so much for asking. I love answering your questions. Let me know if you have any others, because I'd be happy to answer them. All you have to do is go to my Instagram or my Facebook, anything, all my socials, whatever. You can even directly email me any questions you have, and I'd be more than happy to answer them in my next little podcast. Thank you so much, guys. I hope you are enjoying these podcasts. I know I am. It's just so much easier for me to be sitting here and talking to you just freely without having the stress of the slides that I had to do in my Zoom classes. This is just so easy and relaxing, honestly. So yeah, thank you so much. It's so easy. Storming outside today, the sheep are out in pasture, so the last few days have been pretty cold. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!